Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Thousands, tens of thousands of pieces of information written, and the written text pieces and the audio pieces and the questions and the answers and the blog and the newsletter and books and all kinds of stuff there. Brain Trust members, thousands of Brain Trust members, are the largest community of small business experts on the planet right there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we'll follow you home. If you find something you like, you can give us some instructions there. We have the tools right there to follow you home. If you'd like to make sure that you, for example, if you want to make sure you know the next time Jim Copeland is on our show, you can tell us that. And we'll, next time he's on, we'll send you over his new stuff. And he is on a regular basis because he's an important part of our Brain Trust as the director of the Manhattan Institute's Institute for Policy Research. We're talking about the impact that unions are having, not just as their pensions are institutional investors on Wall Street, but as that they use that power and that clout to influence union politics. Jim, talk to us about how that's working now.
Well, this is something we've been looking at really for years. And of course, in addition to corporate governance, we work a lot on tort litigation. And we've certainly known when it comes to shareholder lawsuits, shareholder litigation, that public unions in particular have been major sponsors of that. But what we discovered, and we discovered this back when we were looking at California about 6 years ago, is that the pension funds there were not just supporting shareholder lawsuits, but being active in the corporate governance process with an eye towards helping out labor unions that were involved in disputes with management. In other words, they were specifically going after the unions were specifically going after the companies that were involved in active labor disputes. And so when we started looking at where these shareholder proposals were winding up in our database, mm-hmm. what we found is that unions were sponsoring far more proposals in sectors that were less unionized and more the targets of active ongoing labor union campaigns. In other words, retail services. The unions hate Walmart. They hate retailers generally,
right.
In part because they're less likely to be unionized,
right.
And they're involved in active campaigns. The SEIU and others are involved
Tell the audience what the SEIU is.
It's the Service Employees International Union, which is really now the largest constituent member of the AFL-CIO.
But these are all people who work for the government, basically, aren't they?
Well, a number of these are government workers,
yeah.
And you also have the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, which along with the AFL-CIO is one of the, each of those is one of the five largest sponsors of the shareholder proposals overall. But the industries they're targeting are retail, financial services. They're not targeting heavy industry, manufacturing, energy.
That's because
to be unionized.
Those are the sectors where they've lost the most jobs, the most representation in. Those aren't growing industries.
They're also more likely to be unionized industries.
Right.
And then the industries that they're targeting are less likely to be unionized,
right.
industries. And the types of proposals they're sponsoring are direct challenges to management. So, for instance, should a board chairman and a CEO be the same person or different people? There's a theoretical literature out here on this, and scholars differ one way or the other. My basic view is it kind of depends on the company. It depends on the life cycle of the company.
Right.
It depends on a lot of factors.
But isn't this – these are management decisions. Folks, Jim, my audience knows that I'm an ardent critic of major corporations and Wall Street behavior whenever it's warranted, and I do think that more light needs to be shined on the way these big large organizations are being operated, but for shareholders to say that, you know, how the management should be split up. I think that's a management issue. The question is not how they structure their management as much as how their management performs. Isn't that the real issue?
Well, I think performance is the key issue. I think the corporate governance issues are important. But one thing is really important to keep in mind when it comes to the chairman CEO question, and each company may be different in terms of what the right structure is, but if you're bringing a shareholder proposal to split the chairman and CEO positions with companies that currently have a joint chairman CEO, you're directly challenging the executive of the company because
right.
You're basically saying either you have to take in a boss, you have to either have a chairman overseeing what you're doing that you don't have currently because you're the chairman, or you have to give up the active management of the company that
right.
you're currently managing. Well, no chairman CEO is going to want to do
right.
that unless he's in a place where he's ready to move into a
right.
more retirement position as a chairman versus a CEO.
Right.
And you do see that places like Microsoft. I mean, Bill Gates was at one point the chairman and CEO, and then he becomes
right.
the chairman and gives up the active management of the company.
Mm-hmm.
That happens depending on the life cycle of businesses, but it's not a process that you want through a direct shareholder challenge to the
right.
management.
And I don't want it. And I don't want it from an entity that has an ulterior motive, and we know that the unions do.
Well, and that's the real concern. The real concern is, and we've heard this anecdotally. There's no way we can demonstrate this through the data that we're examining yet, but clearly the implication is that unions are sponsoring these proposals and then getting management to make concessions
right.
to unions and then backing off.
There you
and that's
go.
That's the real concern.
There you go. Hold on to that thought. Hey, Jim, give us the website, please, your new website.
It's www.proxymonitor.org.
All right, so check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Jim Copeland after these messages. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.